Hi, good morning, Rebosai. I'm not sure exactly where we left off, but I'm not sure if we're skipping, reviewing, picking up. But Shimon, Kesetora. The Kesa Kuhuna, the Kesa Malchus, the Kesa Shem Tov, Ol Al Gabehen. Shalosh HaMaivos HaGdolos HaElu, the Rambam says, Nitnu La'uma B'Yisod HaTzivui Al HaTorah. Right, V'atem Tiyu Li Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kodosh. Kuhuna zachar ba Aharon, umalchus zachar ba David, v'kesa Torah munach lakol, v'chol mi sheyirtze lehisater bo, to be adorned, to be crowned. Omru v'shem tomar, shehakeser hazeh pochus hu min hashnayim, lochem, elu hu gadol mehem, A, who God on him, and B, Ubo Yihyu Hashnayim. The truth is that the other two really depend upon Torah. Shanema, B, Yamalachim Yimlochu, B, Sarim Yasuru. Aval Kesa Shem Tov Musag Al Yedei HaTorah. Koma limuda vikiyuma, ki baze yiyah Hashem tov amiti. So the Rambam explains that the keser Shem tov isn't an independent keser, but basically it results from Keser Torah. The notes here comment correctly, very helpfully, that's how the Rambam is solving the what otherwise seems to be a problem in Pshat and the Mishnah, that Reb Shimon speaks of Shlosha Ksarim and then enumerates four Ksarim. But in light of the Rambam's understanding that the Keser Shem Tov basically emerges from within, results from the Keser Torah. So then, from Torah, so that there isn't really four distinct Ksarim. But what does the Rambam mean when he says ki bazeh yiyah Hashem tov ha'amiti? Through limud v'kiyum ha'Torah, that's really the only way that a person generates Hashem tov ha'amiti. I don't know. So I think we can think of lots of examples. Let's say even amongst the Umos Ha'olam of people who deservingly have a good reputation. Deservingly, they have a Shem Tov. Not a Shem Tov because they hired a good PR firm, but a Shem Tov, genuinely, a Shem Tov. Whether it's due to their philanthropy, whether it's due to their volunteerism, whatever. So what does the Rambam mean that kibozeh, meaning al yedei haTorah limud v'kiyuma, yeh Hashem tov amiti? So the pashas is as follows, Rambam says. if you have if you have nearby, take a Rambam Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah for a moment. The end of Perek Hey, if you have access from both sides. Halacha Yud Aleph. Excuse me. V'yesh dvarim acherim shehem b'chal chilul Hashem. V'hu shiyasa odom gadol b'torah mufosim b'chasidus. Dvarim shehabiyos meranon in acharav b'shvilim. So Halacha Yud Aleph is about, again, an odom gadol b'torah mufosim b'chasidus. The first half of the halacha is behavior, which Rachmanu Litzlan creates chilul Hashem. The second half of the halacha, which we want to look at, is about the behavior which generates a kiddush Hashem. So the Rambam says as follows: V'chainim dikte kechocham al atzmo, v'hoyo diburo benachas imabrios. He holds himself to very exacting standards in terms of his behavior. He speaks softly with people. Daitumo revisi mohen. He relates to people. People can relate to him. Umagbilon b'sevi parim yafos. Greets everyone in a friendly fashion. Ne'lov v'ne'lov mehen v'eno olvan. If need be, he absorbs insult, but never responds in kind. Mechabed lahen v'afilu l'mekilin lo. Treats everyone with respect and dignity, even if that's not the way they treat him. V'nose v'nose in b'emunah. Conducts all his business dealings with unfailing integrity. V'lo yarbe v'arichus amei ha'oretz. He doesn't spend time with the in gatherings of Amei Oretz, in gatherings which are not focused or grounded in purposeful pursuits. He goes beyond what's required. Not to the point, again, that he's set apart from society, that he's detached. Until what results is that everyone praises him, everyone loves him, and everyone wants to be, I wish I could be like he is. So this person has created a Kiddush Hashem. The main marker for this Rambam is the Braisa in Yuma. Kevav, kedesanya v'haftas Hashem Elokecha sheyesh shamay misay val yotcha. Sheyehe kore v'shone yuma pevav em alef, sheyehe kore v'shone m'shamesh tamidi chacham v'yei maso matono be'emuna v'diburo benachas im abriyos. Ma bios omos alav, ashrei aviv shalimdo Torah, ashrei rabo shalimdo Torah, Oy lahem le bir shlo lamdu tara. Ploni shel she limdo tara ve u kam shelimdu hu tara ve u kam noim drocha ve kam mesukan in myself. All of a cause of Omer ve yomeli avdi ato yisal shel asher bcha espa'er. So Kaviyachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he points to that individual, right? That Gadol Batorah Mufosim B'Chasidus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu points to that individual and says, Avdi Ata, and I am Kaviyachol. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am glorified. By what? By our association. By the fact, here's the point, Rabbi Osai, that my, capital M, my name is associated with you. That, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, my name is associated with you. You represent Torah. You're Godel B'Torah Mufusim B'Chasidus. My name is associated with you by virtue of the fact that you're Godel B'Torah Mufusim B'Chasidus, and then you are a model of beautiful behavior that makes an impression on people. So that's the Kiddush Hashem. The Pshat in our Rambam, hear this, Rabbi Osai, the Pshat in our Rambam, that Zehu Hashem Tov Amiti, is the Shem Tov Amiti is when one is associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you look at a person and you say, Ashrei Ovev Shalim Do Torah, Ashrei Rabba Shalim Do Torah, so what are you doing? You're associating Torah Hashem with this person. You're saying this person is a representative of what Torah means, of the beauty of Torah. He represents, he embodies what Torah is, what Torah means. So what's the Shem Tov? The Shem Tov Amiti is not simply the good sterling reputation. The Shem Tov Amiti is that association with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam says. That can only come ayidei limud haTorah v'kiyuma. It's only when the person, when who he is, when what he is molded by and derived from Torah Hashem. So then that person, he's avdiyata. He's Yisrael. Why the name Yisrael? Why not Yaakov? Because Yisrael has the name Kael in it. Yisrael, Asher B'choy Espa'er, Shem Hashem is associated with him. Says the Rambam, that's the Shem Tov Amiti. Let's see the next Mishnah. Rav Nehorai Omer, Havigol Mokum Torah. Val Toma Shehi Sovo Acharai or Acharecha, different Girsals. But either way, L'chavid means the same thing. Shechavirecha Yikaimu V'yodecha V'al Binoscha Al Tisha'in. Person shouldn't think that he's self-sufficient or autonomous. Meaning, even when a person is, let's say, at an older age, a more advanced stage of life, where he's not, let's say, he's not in yeshiva, he's not primarily a Talmud anymore. So at that point, a person shouldn't say, okay, chavrus is a nice thing to have, chaverim are a nice thing to have, but it's not so important. No. It's crucial, not only that in a person, not only that a person have a rebbe, have a rebbeim, it's crucial that the person, to whatever extent possible, he should live in a mokam Torah where he'll have chaverim. Ve'al binoscha al tishayin. Don't rely on your own bina, on your own understanding. What does the Rambam say? Amar bakesh is makom halimud. Right, not during pandemic times, the Rambam is saying, so don't think that you can go with solo. No, you go find a place where there are other people. Ki im zulascha yizbar lecha halimud v'yizkayim. Tov v'mashnayim in ha'echad. The understanding which a person gains in a sugya is going to be better when it's the result of a joint effort of chavrusas than if it's the result of a solo effort of a person learning alone. Kim zulaschi is baruch kahalimud v'yizkayim. And the more clarity the person has in the limud, the better position he is to retain his learning. The more confused something is, the more gaps there are in one's understanding, so the harder it is to remember even those bits and pieces. And the more those bits and pieces come together and cohere as a whole, so then yiskayim, then the better position a person is to retain his learning. But al tismach al tunascha, and don't feel self-sufficient. Don't rely on your own understanding. V'somar and say shehin chamivat, and I have no need. Ala chaverim v'hatalmidim sheyo'avirucha. I don't need the stimulus, the challenge, the assistance of chaverim and talmidim. Where did Ram get talmidim from here? No, the mission is talking about the importance of chaverim. Where did talmidim enter the picture here? Have a goal on the Makum Torah, Al Thomas is Sabo Achare, Shechave Rechi Yekaimu Vyodecha, the Albinoscha Al Tishain. I don't know, somewhere the Rambam sees that the mission is talking about Talmidim as well, not only about Chaver. So the Chaver is as follows. The following is a topology, which means, you know, it's an ideal construct. It's not in real life, things are not as distinct. Things overlap and mingle, but in sort of in the ideal construct, as a Talmid, so a person is being Mekabel. As a Talmud, a person is receiving teaching from his Rebbe, from his Rebbeim. So that's sort of the definition of a Talmud. A chaver is working to along with his chavrusa to retain that which the Mekabel from the Rebbe, to grow in their yediyas. When the person becomes a Rebbe, at that point, he's also not only at that stage of learning, again, in this ideal construct, in this typology. At that point, so he's not only transmitting what he was Makabo, but he's transmitting what he was Makabo with his own he'oris, his own insights, his own chidushim. Having assiduously applied himself as a Talmud, as a Chavir, so now as a Rabbi, Ein Beis HaMedrash V'lo Chiddush. So he's also sharing, again, not only what he heard, what he was Mekabel, not only giving a guided tour to the ground that he has covered already, but with his own Heoris. What does Bina mean? So I think Rashi tells us, right? But by when by Vedashoftim, when Yisro tells Moshe he should be looking for Anoshim Chachonim Unvonim, V'yadum V'shevteichim. So Rashi says, what's a Navon? A Navon is someone who's Maven Dovim Mitoch Dova. It's not just that the Navon, the discerning person, is not just someone who has the capacity to be taught and to understand and to receive, but to be Maven Dovim Mitoch Dova, to then apply, derive, provide insight, added insight into what he was given. Maven Dovim Mitoch Dova. So it's clear that that's how the Rambam read our Mishnah. Again, we asked, where did the Rambam see Talmidim? What's the Rambam talking about Talmidim for? So the answer is, Ve'el binoscha al tisha'in. Don't feel when you're exercising your Bina, Dovim Mitoch Dova, you're saying Chidushim. Don't feel that you can act as a Rebbe without Talmidim. I don't think you can act as a Rebbe and then you'll just commit all your chidushim on paper and without having the crucible of presenting the chidushim to the Talmidim, having the Talmidim question and challenge and ask. No, ve'el binas ha'tishayin can bina. When the Tana is talking about bina, so he's talking about a Rebbe. He's talking about a Rebbe. Don't think that you can, that madrega that a Rebbe is on of the ha'aris of the chidushim, don't think that you can operate on that madrega self-sufficiently, autonomously. No, you're dependent upon the Talmidim. Take a look in the Rambam at the end of Perek Hey of Talmud Torah. Halacha Yud Beis. Perek Hey of Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud Beis. Kishem Sha Talmidim Chayovim Bechvod HaRav, Kach HaRav Tzorach L'chavid Es HaTalmidim Ulukovim. So there's a chiyuv of kvod talmidim as well, not just the chiyuv of kvod rabba. It's reciprocal. There's a chiyuv of kvod talmidim. Kach omul chachamim yih kvod talmidcha chaviv alecha kishal chavivcha. וצורך אדם להיזור בתלמידיו ולאוהבון, שהן הבונם המהנים בעולם הזה ולעולם הבא. התלמידים מוסיפן חוכמס הרב ומרחיבן ליבו. אומר חכם, אם הרבה חוכמה למדתי מחברי, הרבה חוכמה למדתי, מחברי היסר מרבוסי ומתלמיד היסר מכולם. וכשם שעץ קוטון מדלגס הגודל, כך תלמיד קוטון מחדש הרב, עד שיוצא ממנו בשאלון סוף חוכמה מפואר. So what's pshat in these two halachas and specifically in the flow, in the connection of these two halachas, l'chora is as follows. I don't remember how much, if at all, we spoke about this in the earlier Mishnah, of Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yehi Kvar Talmidcha Chaviv Alecha Kvar Chavivcha. So Rabbi Elazar, you see from Rabbi Elazar a Gevaldige Chiddush. Again, it's a Gevaldige Chiddush, but that's his starting point. That's not even his Chiddush. His Chiddush is assumes this, which is that Rabbi Elazar takes for granted that there's a special din of Kvar HaTalmid. that chiddush is Rebbe Elazar's baseline. That's his starting point. Then Rebbe Elazar says, you know what? Yikvod chavilcha, talmidcha chavilcha kechavilcha. And then Rebbe Elazar assumes, again, this isn't even his chiddush. This is his baseline, that avadah is a chiyuv of kvod chavilcha, and his chiddush is that yikvod chavilcha chavilcha kemari rabach. But where do you find that? Meiles Hashem Elokecha tira l'rabos talmid chachamim. So Rashi and Psachim and the Rambam tell us talmid chachamim means rabbo. So I see there's a din of more of kavod more rabbo. That there's the kavachomim from Oviv v'Imo. That my Oviv shem mevil dechel haza is rabbo shem mevil dechel haba is lo kolshke. All that's nicha. But where do you find that there's a special din of kavod chavicha of kavod talmidcha? And yet, that's Rebbe Elazar's baseline, right? For us, it's a chiddush, and for Rebbe Elazar, no, that's the baseline. His chiddush is the ke kvod chavecha, ke more rabach. So that's the hemshech in the Rambam. The hemshech in the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying, maybe you're wondering, where does this chiyuv talmidav come from? What's the mechayev? Where does the chiyuv come from? Says the Rambam, again, this is the second half of Halacha Yud Beis that we're looking at. V'tzarach adam liyizar b'talmidav ulo ahavan, shehein ha'banim ha'mahanin ba'olam hazeh v'lo olam haba. How are they mahanin ba'olam hazeh? So the Rambam continues, Halacha Yud Gimel. Hatalmidim mosifin chokhmas harav u'machivin liba. The mechayev, what's the mechayev of Mori Rabbo? Of Kovod and Mori Rabbo? What's the mechayev? Is of it, is Rabbo melamdo Torah. Melamdo Torah. So there is a mechayev, someone teaches me Torah, that's a mechayev in Kovod and Mori. The one who teaches the person the most is Rabbo, Sherov Chochmaso Himenu. But the mechayev is that the person is melame Torah. That's what's mechayev, a special din kovod, above and beyond the basic mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. Special din kovod. Oh, so says the Rambam, what's pshat in Rebbe Elazar's din? That there's a chiyuv of kvod talmido, that there's a chiyuv of kvod chavera. The mechayev in that is that Talmidav amahanin b'olam hazeh is that talmidim amasifin chokhmas sarav machiv and liba. That the Talmud Torah that happens, whether it's between two chavrusas or whether it's between a rebbe and talmidim, is bilateral, is reciprocal. It's not that the rebbe is doing all the teaching and the talmidim are doing all the learning. It's bilateral. The Talmidim are learning from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe is learning from the Talmidim. So if that's the case, so then the Zachiyev of Kvod Talmidim, the Zachiyev of Kvod Chaverev. But the Chaver of Rebbe Elazar's Mishnah is not just a fellow Jew. V'haftan Reacha Kamalcha is a fellow Jew. The Chaverev of Rebbe Elazar is like the Chaverev of our Mishnah means chaver of lelimud. It means your chavrusas. It means your chaverim in the base medrash that you're talking to in learning that you're interacting with in learning. Okay, a little bit more. Rabbi Yanai Omer, ein biyodeinu lo mishalvas rishon ba'af lo miyitzuri tzadikim. No, the Rambam doesn't comment on this part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yonah gives two pshatim, just what the words mean. Either Rabbi Yana is sort of saying we're a type of benonim. Tzaddikim, the Yisurim, they endure in Olam Haza, a Yisurim Shel Ahava. We're not on a Madrega to have Yisurim Shel Ahava. Me'idach Gisa, Rishoyim, because they are Rishoyim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them all this Schar in Olam Haza, because they're not deserving of Olam Haba, so they have Shalva, they have tranquility. Everything is very tranquil and serene for them in Olam Hazeh. Baruch Hashem, we don't have that either. We don't have the Shalvas Rishayim either. We have Yisurim. Baruch Hashem, we're not Rishayim. We have Yisurim. We have challenges. We have adversities. We have difficulties. We have problems. But on the other hand, unfortunately, we're not on the level of Tzadikim, that those Yisurim are Yisurim Shalava. That's one Pshat of Ben Yonah gives. The other Pshat of Ben Yonah gives is that we can't understand. We know Atzor Tom and Paul Kichal Drach of Mishpat L'maisa. That doesn't mean that we can understand everything that we see. We don't understand when you have a Rosh of a Tovlo, and we don't understand when you have a Tzadik Veralo. Ein Biyodenu means Ein Biyodenu Lohavin. Right? It's not within our grasp to understand. But Masiv and Choroshom have makdim l'shalom kol adam. The Rambam quotes this Mishnah in Hilchos Deos. Perik Hey Halacha Zayin. Talmidei Chachamim, Talmud Chachamim lo yetzorik v'tzoveach b'shaz dibur kebehemus v'kachayos, v'lo yagbiya kolo b'yoser, ela dibur b'nachas im kolo b'yos. U'kshe yedabe b'nachas, yizor shelo yisrachek ad sheyiro kedivri gasi haruach. U'makdim l'shlom kol adam. Then, interestingly, the Rambam adds five words, "Kedei shetehe ruchan nocha hemenu." People should be pleased by their interaction with him. People should find their whatever contact they have with him, whatever interaction, should be something pleasing. Why is that such a value? It's a little bit of a klotz kasha, but because it's intuitive. It's not really that it bothers us, but sometimes it's good to ask a klotz kasha. Not all the time. Sometimes it's not so good, but occasionally it's good to ask a klotz kasha also. Why is this such a value? I will say, to be makdim in b'shalom kol adam, to generate the result, to create the effect of shetehe rucha nocha hemenu. So the answer is, and you're so gadol. You know, it's possible for a person to sort of sit in his rocking chair. At my age, that's where one sits. It's possible for a person to sit in his rocking chair and not feel very much in common with the overwhelming majority of humanity. Think about it. Think about sort of what their lives revolve around, what their values are, what their aspirations are, what they're striving for. And then think about at least what we hope we're striving for, what we hope our aspirations are for. what we at least would like our values to be. And the truth is, there is a tremendous unbridgeable gap there. And yet, so a person could easily sort of conclude, I don't know, I have nothing to, not only don't I have to be makdim b'shalom, I don't see any reason to say shalom b'chal, neither first nor second. Where's the common ground? And again, it seems like a pretty cogent line of reasoning. Lamaisa, whether we understand why this is or not, but the incontrovertible fact is that Am Levodod Yishkon, notwithstanding, Bechiras Yisrael, notwithstanding, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us not only as Jews, but as part of humanity. That's just an incontrovertible fact. You know, whether we understand why that is or not, that doesn't really make a difference. You know, facts are facts, regardless of whether whether we give them our imprimatur. You know, facts are facts, and that is the fact. A person avada is a Jew. For everything that means and represents and consists of. But we're also part of humanity. And that basic reality and fact is a mechayev. If a person belongs to a certain group, there has to be a commensurate collegiality. His behavior has to reflect the fact. The same way, by virtue of this being my brother, this being my sister. So that fact implies a special relationship. And there should be a special relationship. Mipsach al tesalam. When the facts are, when the reality is that a person is a part of a group, so that's mechayev a certain type of behavior and interaction with the group. Now, depending upon how closely or loosely that group exists and is defined, that will dictate what behavior is indicated. Obviously, the family unit is something which is much tighter than the human unit, than the race, than the unit of the human race. And because of that, what its mechayev, what its implications are obviously very different, but the common denominator is that if a person is part of a group, it's mechayev in behavior which is appropriate to that unit. A sibling concern, it's mechayev, a certain relationship. Being a child is mechayev, a certain relationship with one's parents. Being a parent is mechayev, a certain relationship with one's children. Being a grandchild is mechayev a certain relationship with one's grandparents. Being a Jew is mechayev a certain relationship with one's fellow Jews. And yeah, and just being a human being is mechayev a certain relationship with other human beings. And that's what the Mishnah says, having marked in b'shalom kol adam, that's the behavior which is warranted, given that the fact of that relationship. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here for today. Okay, everyone should have a good, productive way, a good Shabbos. Be well, be safe, and we'll say.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes, please.
This isn't like a kasha specifically on something Rabbi said, but kind of just on like the general topic. How do we balance certain very harsh Maamari Chazal regarding non-Jews with kind of like, I guess, the way that I would find it more intuitive to interact with them?
In order to there's a big yisod. In order to understand any statement, even a statement, let's say in conversation between two people, a person always has to be sensitive to what the context of the statement is. But very often you hear someone gets quoted as saying something, and it sounds very terrible what the person said. And then when the statement is placed in context, you see what he said before, you see what he said after, you see what he was talking about, you see in what venue he was talking, you realize, no, what he really said was totally appropriate. Depending upon, a person can emphasize, a person can talk about relationships with non-Jews, and a person can be marich about kavod avos and tzelem elokim. A person can talk about relationship with non-Jews and can emphasize Jewish separatism because of am levadad yishkan. And the difference and the gap. And if the context of the discussion is not what the entire balanced relationship should be, but the context of the comment, the intent of the comment is one aspect of that, so that's going to be one-sided. Let's say, I don't know, you have a Talmud, he's in NYU, he's doing very well in the college, say he's got a 4.0, but he's not showing up for Shira, he's not showing up for Seder. So someone calls him in and they're giving him a I don't know, whatever's appropriate, the vechizuk, idud, the tongue lashing, whatever's appropriate in the context. So what are they talking about? You have to learn, ki hem chayenu v'aruch hemenu. It's the only thing that's important in life. Now, when you sort of isolate that, and you if that would be isolated and quoted out of context, so then you could easily say that he's being told, you know, neglect your college. Don't pay attention to anything else in life. This is what's important. This is what counts. In truth, he's not being told to neglect. But the point is that the focus of the conversation at that point is not what the balance should be between Chaya Olam and Chaya Sha. But the focus at that point is his rashlus in learning. So when you find these Ma'amari Chazal, which seem one-sided or unbalanced, it's not that they're one-sided or unbalanced, it's that Chazal are only intending in that context to be talking about one aspect of the picture. If Chazal are talking about one aspect of the picture and I erroneously read that Maimon Chazal as talking about the whole picture, so then I think Chazal are being one-sided or unbalanced.
So let's say this is just like one really, really specific example. I know, like, I think like the Rav spoke about a little bit in terms of being Mechal Shabbos to save the life of a non-Jew. So I think like technically nowadays, like it's clear that you are Mechal Shabbos. Like fundamentally, like how do we view the halacha seemingly saying that you should not be Mechal Shabbos?
You know, the